Harvest time has farmers worried about more than just their crops. WFIU's Brock Turner has more on a troubling trend developing among farmers in Indiana.
A study from Purdue University says there were 34 farm-related deaths last year in Indiana. And while those numbers are significantly down from when the study began some 40 years ago, there's been a recent increase. Adam Kuntz lost his father in an accident a few years ago. He says the economics of agriculture make it hard for small farmers to afford new, safer equipment.
I heard the sirens, and Mom called me frantically screaming about Dad needs help. So I jumped down from the deer stand and jumped on the four-wheeler and shot up there, and I seen the scene. There was just one skid mark from the left side of the tractor tire going down the hill, and that's it. And then it swung over, and then it flipped over on top of him.
Kuntz says economics forced his family out of farming for a few years, but the pair planned to get back into the fields in the spring of 2015.
When he had to quit farming, it was a downer, you know. You could see it. You'd see it in him, that it tore him up to have to quit.
Kuntz farms about 300 acres. It's a smaller operation compared to many other Indiana farms. That makes it difficult for him to afford new equipment loaded with the newest technology.
Not all of us can afford them $250,000 tractors and combines, which is what it's up to now. And yeah, we just repair and keep everything we got going.
Despite the high cost, equipment has seen significant evolutions, especially when it comes to safety. Jonathan White is an ag service technician at Reynolds Farm Equipment.
A lot of the things that have made it safer are warning messages that you would be found in the cab. Down here, I would say it's the shields cover, you know, 90% of the moving components. The operator is not going to come into contact, nor is anybody around the machine going to come in contact with the moving components. Drive shafts have shields on them.
And advances like that explain why the profession has gotten safer. Bill Field is an extension specialist at Purdue University. He's been studying farm fatalities in Indiana for decades and says while the overall numbers have decreased significantly, there's a lot of nuance to what's happening.
One of the groups that's growing rather quickly in the state are small hobby farmers or avocational farmers, people that are doing it because they like it. And these farmers tend to go out and buy used equipment. And so if we look at the data, about a quarter of all of our fatalities in the state are part-time farmers.
Field says a tractor is one of the most significant investments a farmer will make.
If they can run things a little bit longer, or if they can let parts go a little bit longer, or belts go a little bit longer. But then eventually, if they do fail in the field, that's when they become frustrating, and that's when we see people being injured.
But in Indiana and most other states, there isn't an accident reporting requirement for farmers with fewer than 11 employees. And even in larger operations, family members are exempt. While Field says regulation can be expensive and burdensome, he admits there are holes in his data. He looks at death certificates, media coverage, and a number of other sources to compile his report, but thinks the number could be even higher.
If you're bit by a dog in the state of Indiana, that attending physician by law is required to report that to the Board of Health. You can lose your arm in a power takeoff accident on a farm, and that's not a reportable incident.
But equipment prices aren't likely to come down much, so smaller farmers will likely continue to use older machines like the tractor that Charles Kuntz did.
That was his pride and joy, honestly. He was always on that. I mean, that was, he took care of it, and actually it's on his gravestone, too. We put a picture of him. It's just, that was him sitting on that tractor.
Since the study began, tractor rollovers have accounted for the single largest category of all farm-related deaths across Indiana. For WFIU News, I'm Brock Turner.